Gary, thanks for sitting down me down
Absolutely.
With me today.
Yeah, it's great to see you here in person in Arizona.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So spring breakout yesterday, but first we got to get it to the breaking news that Logan Gilbert's the opening day starter. Something that quite a bit of us expected, but it's a turning of the table basically, and now it's official. So what are your initial takeaways, thoughts?
First of all, I'm super excited for him. His career has been incredible to me, given who he was when he first got here and the pitcher he's really turned himself into. I've just been thoroughly impressed with what he's done over the years. Really just, you think about when he first got here, he could have stayed the way he was and been fine. Like, he would have been a fine major league pitcher, but he has never been satisfied with that. He has evolved and changed each and every year. He's been adding, and he's turned himself into one of the best pitchers in baseball, clearly. And this is something he deserves. It's funny because the Mariners have several guys that probably deserve this honor, but only one guy can get it. But for Logan, it's definitely something he deserves. And he is, to me, symbolic for the entire culture that the Mariners have right now with the entire pitching staff and what they do to just improve and get better and better and better. So from that perspective, from an organizational perspective, he is the perfect symbol to be the opening day starter. And not take anything away from Luis Castillo, because he obviously deserves it as well. And it's great to hear that he is as happy for Logan as Logan is, which is utterly unsurprising.
And Castillo is as calm, cool, collected as a guy can be. And the question was asked, Logan Gilbert was the first of this kind of wave of guys that came through the system. So to show that he came from a first-round draft pick to now through their system debuting, and now he's the opening day starter, that shows the power of what they can do and what he's been able to do.
Yeah, and it's nice to reward someone in-house like that.
Yeah.
And he's the first of this line that we've seen, with Kirby and Wu and Miller all following. But in a lot of ways, he's the one that kind of broke the ice for everybody. In a lot of the ways, he has set the tone for everybody. And we talk about how much Pete Woodworth and Trent Blank and have helped set the culture. Well, Logan's done a lot to set the culture as well. And so it feels like, it's funny to me, because it feels like it's a reward for Logan, obviously, but it feels like somebody can, like everyone can feel good about and take part in and be proud of. Like, this feels like a system-wide honor, not just a Logan honor.
Last thing about Logan before we get into the breakout, I've heard that he's working on a splinker.
Yeah.
I know that he was trying a sinker in years past. I don't know if you've heard any insight on what exactly he's trying out right now.
Yeah, so that's it. He's been, sinkers become it with everybody. I mean, just about everyone on the staff's become a two fastball guy. And, for years it felt like it just wasn't going to happen with Logan, but he's trying to make it work. And of course, because I feel like everything but the knuckleball has been worked on by him so far. So I will put nothing past him. So we'll see if he takes it into games, and we'll see if it's something that's going to show up and be effective for him. But it feels like when he sets his mind on making something work, that he'll make it work. So we'll see what happens. It's funny that in spring training, I think I was talking to Trent Blank about this. He said, I think there's a list of like 15 different new pitches being worked on right now. And, some we'll never see again. They're side projects and worked on in spring training, and they just don't evolve into anything. But, you think about what Logan has already done. You think about what Bryce Miller has done. New pitches have been game changers for their career.
Mm-hmm.
They've really elevated them. So it's always fascinating for me to see, okay, what's going to stick from spring training and what will we never see again. So we'll see if that's going to be one that sticks or not.
Talking about the player development, How do they determine what kind of pitch should be added? Do they look at their player profile with, like, here's the chart of where your pitches break. This one's blank right now. Let's try to find something there. Is there any insight onto how that works?
Well, I think it can come from a lot of different places. It can come from the staff. It can be player directed. It's very collaborative in that way, from what I understand and the conversations I've had. And it's just turning the dial and seeing what may work. And sometimes it's not making a change, but sometimes it is. And, it's funny to think about all the different adjustments that guys make. And, looking at Colin Snyder over here, for him, the dial was adding a four-seam fastball of all things, right? So it's different for everybody. Like, every guy has a different player plan. Every guy, as we know, is a very different pitcher, very individual. And that's the way they approach it, which I think we can all appreciate. Like, that's the best way to go about it. And it comes from player. It comes from front office and baseball ops, and it works. It's working.
Yeah. Talking about player development, spring breakout game was last night.
Yes.
And the talk of the town was Durangelo. Is it Sanjay?
Yes.
Sanjay, okay. We heard, I wasn't able to watch live or hear on the radio live, so I'm curious on what was going on live and taking in seeing this guy in game action for the first time.
It was fascinating. We have never seen anything like it. Like, Vendetti was in the majors as a switch pitcher, but I think what blew me away more than anything was the stuff, especially from the right side. I mean, he touched 99 at one point during the game. So this isn't like just, oh, I'm, you know, just kind of a carnival act thrown from both sides, right? This is real. And we only saw him face one batter from the left side, and it was a pretty brief plate appearance.
Right at the beginning.
But I think what caught my eye first off was just the warm-ups, right? Throwing a few left-handed, just switching the glove, throwing a few right-handed, and it was just, the spectacle of it was amazing. And then to see the real stuff was really eye-opening, especially when you keep in mind that he hasn't pitched since college. So it's been a long time since he's taken the mound in competition like that. So I was really impressed with what we saw. We had Justin Hollander, happened to have Justin Hollander on the air with us when he was on, and it was fun to just talk through Durangelo just as kind of a thing. And for as smart as the Mariners are with pitching, like, there's no blueprint for this, right?
Yeah.
There's no player plan for anything like this. So it's going to be super interesting to see how this all evolves and see what kind of pitcher he turns into. But for me, the big takeaway was just the stuff was super impressive.
Yeah, and I've heard that, you know, from the left side, he's more of a reliever type with the sinker slider. From the right side, he's a power arm up to 98, 99. Can you walk through kind of what Justin described as far as like what his routine right now is? Because I know that they're trying to find chunks to where he'll pitch just against, you know, go righty even if there's a lefty up.
Yeah, I'll try and describe the plan. It was a little complicated, so I'll do my best. But he will make starts as basically a right-handed pitcher, and then instead of throwing a lefty bullpen midweek, it sounds like he'll get in a game essentially and throw like an inning lefty. And that sounds like it's going to be the plan moving forward. So he'll get work on both sides consistently through the course of the season. And as Justin indicated, like, there's no blueprint here. That's the plan. But I assume that's going to change and evolve. And as he changes and evolves, and it's going to be fun to see like the dials they turn with him and see what changes they make from both sides as he goes through this thing. So I think it's really fun, selfishly for all of us, that Durangelo landed with the Mariners.
Perfect.
Right? Because it's going to be super fascinating to see where this thing goes.
Yeah, there's a few other top arms that also made an appearance last night. Brandon Garcia had a fantastic season as a starter last year. They moved him to a reliever. What did you see out of him? He had two strikeouts in his one inning.
Yeah, it's been fun. We've seen him a few times down here, and we've seen the stuff has been there. I think it's super exciting to see where this goes. And I anticipate that we're going to see him at some point this season pitching out of the bullpen, because it's really unique, that left-handed stuff. Like, the stuff is real, and it's just not something you see every day from the left side, right? Mm-hmm. And so I think what we saw last night is kind of what we've seen so far. We've seen some good swing and miss. He's been sometimes searching around for the strike zone from time to time, but I don't know, that's kind of be expected. You're in big league camp for the first time. He has pitched out of the bullpen. He did at Texas A&M, so it's not entirely new, but it is a transition. So there's a lot of new for him this spring. But I've been really impressed with him, and I think he's going to be a factor this year at some point.
That sinker looks great.
Yeah.
And he's got like kind of a three-quarter arm slot.
It looks brutal on lefties. I mean, you can see how it's just, he's going to annihilate lefties. You can see that coming.
After him, Sanjay was Ryan Sloan.
Yeah.
19-year-old. He was up to 96, 97, 98. I mean, he looks, from the neck down, he looks like he's a 30-year-old veteran that's established like an ace in the rotation for years. What do you see from him? I mean, he's legit ace upside.
Yeah, I mean, the thing that stood out, that was my first time seeing him, And what stood out, first of all, is he's enormous. He's a tree.
He's stacked.
It's unbelievable. And then you think, like, could he get bigger over time? Like, is this a thing that could happen? So that's the part that really stuck out. And so I didn't have any expectations for seeing him the first time. Because, you know, I was thinking about, he was pitching a high school ball last year. And here he is. Like, this was a big deal for players. Like, the prospect game has really become a thing for guys. And so, like, emotions are running pretty high. So I try not to have any expectations for him the first time, but I was impressed. Like, the stuff was legit, as we've all heard about. So you can see the potential. Just watching him the first time, you can see the potential and where this could go.
He had two strikeouts in his one inning of work as well. And then after him was Jeter Martinez. He got up to 99 miles an hour. What do you see from him?
Yo, it's funny. We ended up, I think at the time Jeter was on, we were in a conversation with Durangelo on the air, which was really fun. So I don't feel like I didn't get to take him in as much as I would have liked. I'm curious to see him again because there are some prospects I feel like in the Mariners system, the system's stacked, and I feel like there are some guys that are overlooked. And on the offensive side, Arroyo feels like that guy for me, that sometimes he just doesn't get the attention that maybe he should because of all the other guys. And I feel like Jeter Martinez maybe on the pitching side is that sort of thing. He's super young. He was impressive with the stuff. I know he's got a lot of swing and miss. We'll see about the walk rate moving forward. But it was fun to see a glimpse of him. I hadn't seen him before either. But he's certainly one to watch wherever he ends up to start the season this year.
Absolutely. And now getting into the bats from last night, just going through the lineup real quick. I mean, just going down the list, Young, Celestin, Colt Emerson, Tyler Locklear, Lazaro Montes, Ben Williamson, Harry Ford, Ty Pete, Sundstrom.
It's a good
lineup. That's a stacked lineup, right?
Yeah.
It's like, what are your takeaways from the bats that are in the system? We saw the wave of pitchers come through.
Yeah.
We still have the depth at pitching, but we also have this massive wave with the bats coming through.
It's impressive. Last night, Ty Pete stole the show for sure.
Right, three he for three with the home run.
Night. Yeah. And the home run was a tank.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was interesting in our conversations, like he's gonna be a center fielder moving forward. You know, he's a guy that's, he was a two-way guy when he was drafted. He was on the mound, he played some infield, played some outfield. So, and you look at where the Mariners system is right now, it really makes sense for him.
Right.
And he, talking to him during the game last night, he's really excited about playing center field. And that feels like that really fits his skill set. He's a guy that can fly around, he can motor. So I'm excited to see where it goes. But last night, he showed off his entire skill set. It was really impressive last night. And the lineup is stacked. You know, we've seen almost everyone in games down here, which has been super fun. And I feel like at a time, they've all had their moments. That Cole Emerson's home run against the Cubs really stands out to me because it was a blast, right? Fenlein had two hits in an inning earlier this spring, which was super fun for a guy that we haven't got a chance to see a ton because of injuries. And defensively, he's really stood out to me. Yeah, granted, short samples, just a couple of innings, but it's like he made a couple of throws that are like, whoa. And that's kind of how I view spring training more than anything. Like, spring training stats don't matter, and the wins and losses don't matter. And so it really becomes kind of old school and how you watch spring training, and you end up saying things like, wow, he looks really good, right? Because that's kind of what this is. You're just watching them play out, especially the young guys I've never seen before. And you can see the glimpses and the moments of like, oh, yeah, I see what this can be moving forward.
Absolutely. Because, Ty Pete, shortstop is typically the best position or the best athlete on the field, shortstop and center fielder. So you got Colt Emerson at shortstop, realistically long term. You got Cole Young at second base. Ben Williamson is there. We'll see where they move Celestin when he comes up. But actually, before Ty Pete's home run, I don't know if you knew this or saw this, but he was interacting with some people in the center field berm. I think it was his family.
His dad was out in center field.
Okay, so he was talking with his dad. He had two at-bats, and he was like, I got one more. Comes up, hits a nuke.
Yeah, isn't that great?
Yeah.
I mean, you're thinking about from his dad's perspective, like your kid's playing center field in the prospects game. Of course you go out in the berm in center field. It's great, And Ty's just talking to him through the course of the game, and I guess he jumped a mile high during the home run in center field, just celebrating the whole thing, which, what a cool moment.
What can you tell us about Sundstrom? He had a good shot. The first at-bat, he struck out, but his hacks, he was trying to do what he did in his one of his next
good
at-bats.
Good for him, right?
Yeah.
Like, I think about a guy like him who going into the game, he's not a name that when people talk about Emerson and Young and everyone else in the lineup. Yeah. Sundstrom's just kind of, he's kind of in the lineup and opens some eyes with that blast, right? We've seen him a couple times in spring, and from our very small viewing of him, that's some serious power. Like, we've seen it a couple different times. So he'll be interesting to watch, see what happens this year.
A wild card name, Grant Nipp.
Yeah.
Have you heard much about him in camp? Have you seen him much in camp? I'm going to be having an interview with him.
Oh, good.
To hear about his story, but I met him in person for the first time yesterday before the game.
Nice.
Everyone's bigger in person.
Yeah.
That guy's a mountain also.
Yeah, he's enormous.
What have you heard about him?
I am super interested in see what his season looks like. I have not run into him in camp yet. He's one of the guys I was hoping to at some point.
Okay.
I haven't yet, but I find him pretty fascinating. Another one of these two-way guys.
Right.
Who can really bring it on the mound, and I'm anxious to see where this goes for him. There's a lot of very interesting arms that were drafted like last year, like Cranton and Moore and some guys that have some big arms, high velo, and potentially could be pretty quick movers in the system. We'll see where it ends up, but there's a lot, I think, guys to watch in the minors this year.
A lot to be excited for.
Yeah.
Really appreciate your time and excited to see what happens the rest of the way.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. Great to see you in person.
Good to see you too.
Yeah.